Before every game, get your Padres talk on with us. This is Padres Social Hour.
We're back on Padres Social Hour here in the AMR studio, and joining me now, the opening day starter for the 2016 Padres, Tyson Ross. Tyson, how's that sound to you, man?
It sounds great, man. I'm excited. I can't wait to get out there and get going.
We talked in spring training on a Social Hour there, seems like 5 years ago, but you had just been named the opening day starter. At the time, obviously, you were still processing it a lot, but now looking back as you were working through spring training, how reassuring was it for you knowing that you had that locked in, your spot in the rotation already?
I was just trying to get ready for the season. It's a long process through the spring. You know, you got to build up, you got to get your body in shape. But, here I am, I'm ready to go, and I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Do you feel you're stretched out, the arm is ready to go?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's 6 weeks in Arizona and, you know, several months of the offseason prep to get to this point, and you know, I'm ready to go.
Let me ask you about that, because us in the media, we love complaining. And spring training, we always say it's too long, it's 6 weeks. But it's not for us. It is for you guys. Do you feel it's too long, too short, just enough?
Baseball's a marathon, so you got to train somewhere. And spring training is perfect for that. It's long days. You get up early, and you're out in the desert. But, it gets us ready every year, and it's what we need.
And I think people don't realize that stretching yourself out, it's more than just the actual starts you make. It's bullpens, it's side sessions. What goes into it that maybe people may not see on the surface that fills up those 6 weeks for you?
Just a lot of work behind the scenes, you know, working with pitching coach Darren Balsley and in the weight room with Brett McCabe, those guys, the training staff, everyone's great. And, it's a lot of work that we put in to get our bodies ready to go for, 162 games.
Let's talk the art of your craft. You mentioned to me at the beginning of spring training two things you really wanted to work on: fastball command and incorporating the changeup more. Did that work out through spring? How did those goals get met?
Yeah, it was a focus for me, and I had the opportunity to go out there and make 5 or 6 starts, with that being the focus. And so got to mix in some changeups, got to, really trying to hone in on my fastball, and, I'm happy with the way things progressed, and I'm looking forward to the season.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that it's a lot of experimenting for you guys too, especially for the pitchers. So most fans know this by now, but some still freak out. They see, oh, he's a 7 ERA, or he didn't do this or didn't do that. Your response to those people is?
You got to get outside your comfort zone every now and then and to really work on things and be better. So spring training is the perfect time for that. And once the season's here, it's time to go.
Season is here. It is time to go. You're a very process-oriented guy, you've talked about before. You have your game day routine. You've got your 5-day routine, I'm sure. Any changes to how you are approaching starts this year, maybe to try and improve on some things from last year?
Not in the daily preparation. You know, it's just kind of taking a step back at the end of the game, looking at what I did well and what I didn't do so great, and, try and improve on the things I was lacking in. And, that's kind of been my process the whole time, and it's served me well, so I'm going to stick with it.
What are some of those things, if you look back in the offseason to last year, or what you were working with Darren Balsley down there this spring, what's on your checklist for 2016 to try and do better or improve on that you did well already in 2015?
It's definitely coming out, getting the leadoff hitter out, minimizing walks and runs with two outs. When you're one pitch away from getting out of the inning, you really got to kind of bear down and find a way to get back in the dugout. So, those are going to be my focal points for the year, and I think if I can improve on those, I'll be in a good spot.
Obviously, if it was up to you and many pitchers, the hitters would never make contact, but they often do, and you've got a great defense behind you. That's one thing that's a bit out of your control. We got a little Mudcat appearance here. I think he's trying to come on the couch, but just you, Tyson. We're focusing today. In terms of the defense behind you, it's got to be exciting knowing that you have a John Jay in center. You've got an Alexei Ramirez, a Corey Spangenberg, Derek Norris improving behind the plate. How pumped are you to have those guys as your spine whenever you take the hill?
Oh, I'm thrilled, man. The defense is everything. It's 9-on-1 out there when I'm pitching. And so
that's a nice advantage, right?
Yeah, definitely. The numbers are on my side, so I can lean on those guys. And, I know they got my back. They're very talented, and, I'm expecting big things from them.
You were in the clubhouse all through spring training. It's a lot of new faces, some of those guys I just mentioned. How's the chemistry now that you guys have spent 6 weeks together, kind of at summer camp, spending all that time together? What's the camaraderie like? What is it like being a Padre for 2016?
It's an exciting time. We put a lot of work in as far as, within the clubhouse and getting to know each other. Some guys went down to Mexico to play. Others went over to El Paso. And so, we got two little road trips out of the way, getting a feel for each other. And, we're in a good spot moving forward.
It's a division full of aces. You have some impressive peers. Clayton Kershaw, who you're taking on for opening day. Zach Greinke, Madison Bumgarner. Do you consider yourself on their level so far, or do you think you still have some tweaks to do to get into that conversation?
I think our whole pitching staff matches up well with everyone in the division. You know, pitching and defense win this division every year, and I think we're in a good spot. So I'm looking forward to getting rolling and, matching up with these guys.
Well, let's talk about this opening day start in particular. How are you approaching the Dodgers? How are you attacking them? Give us the little scouting report. What we can expect from you on the bump on opening day.
I just got to stick with my strengths, get out there and throw sinker-slider combos and really just kind of get a bunch of ground balls and let those talented defenders work behind me like I know they can. So, nothing too crazy. It's just, go out there and attack.
It's going to be a fun season. I'm looking forward to it. I think you're in line for a big leap this year, so go out there and get them. How excited are you? This is opening day, finally. It's here.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've been working a long time for this, and it's going to be great.
That's awesome, man. Yep. Well, it's going to be a great 2016. Like I said, best of luck, and I think it's going to be a very good year for you coming up. So don't forget the little people. Make sure you come back and stop by the catch every once in a while.
Yeah, thanks for having me on,
all
Mike.
All right, thanks, Tyson. Also new this year, don't forget, there's a brand new experience at Petco Park this season, so make sure to check it out, fans. It's the newest space inspired by San Diego's beach lifestyle, the San Diego Beach and the Pier. These new spaces can accommodate anywhere from 30 to 500 guests. For more info, check it out, padres.com/groups. Tyson, go get them.
Yep, will do.
All right, we'll be back right after this on Padres Social Hour.